If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Excellent, thank you. Folding phones, a thing or a fad?
Well, I think we've talked about it briefly before, but
yes,
the game is on. Samsung launched their Galaxy Fold yesterday. Yesterday was Monday. I'll tell you, I've lost track of the days. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they launched it yesterday in New York. And essentially, the Galaxy Fold is like two cell phones with a hinge, which is quite interesting. And a couple of weeks back, I played with the Huawei version of a foldable phone, which has got a completely different way to work, where the screen is on the outside, not on the inside. The Galaxy Fold, the screen's on the inside. And when it's folded, there's an external screen which makes it operate like a normal phone. The real thing with both of those phones is that they're relatively thick to start with. So compared to a normal smartphone, they're a little bit thicker, a little bit heavier, a little bit bigger. But when you open them up, you actually get a very, very useful tablet, somewhere between 7.5 and 8 inches of tablet where you can run multiple programs, and you can do all sorts of different things. You can drag from one screen to another screen. Sounds a little bit like a full-blown tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I think all the manufacturers are looking for something new because, quite honestly, out in the market, if you lay all the phones down face up and switch them off, they're all black and they're all square and they all have a shiny front. So it's very difficult to differentiate between all the various manufacturers' phones. And the development of foldable phones has happened because of a new development in screens, which is called plastic OLED, which allows the screens to be super thin, super flexible. The challenge is that they're plastic, so the surface is not quite as tough or as rugged as a glass, you know, screen that you see with all the other, with all the current phones. So having played with both briefly, because they aren't actually available yet to really spend some time with, I only have two concerns. One, it's big. Two, how durable would any piece of plastic, as you know, if you want to break a piece of metal, all you need to do is fold it a couple of times very quickly. It gets hot and it breaks. Plastic's a little bit more rugged than that, but essentially after a couple of thousand uses, would there be a crease? Would there be a break? How rugged are these things? So very much Gen 1 stuff, but such cool tech. You know, imagine you walk into your meeting and you open your phone and you suddenly got a tablet that you can work at. So I'm not convinced 100%. I don't know what your thoughts on something like that would be.
Well, it's interesting because it actually doesn't have an appeal to me, and I absolutely love my phone, and I'm on my phone all day. It would be very cool to have something like that, but I just see it being a little bit clumsy.
Well, I think it is, from my initial, as I said, I haven't lived with it, but from my initial experience, it is clumsy. It's a bit of an awkward thing. Imagine having a phone with an always on screen on the outside. I'd always be scared. Put a case on it becomes an issue. I'd always be scared I'd damage or scratch it. The Samsung version has the screens on the inside, which is a little bit more rugged. But even then, you know, I'd be a little concerned about how rugged the whole setup is. And quite honestly, I find the current crop of big phones, the iPhone XS Max, the 10 Plus, and all the latest, even the new Huawei P30 with a 6.5-inch screen, is pretty much big enough to do almost everything that I do on a day. I mean, obviously, you can't beat a 27-inch screen on your desktop or even a 13-inch screen on your laptop, but certainly the difference between 6.5 inches and 8 inches on a tablet is not huge. You can do stuff. So I just think it's an incredible use of foldable screens. I don't think we've seen the last of that. I think it heralds a whole new generation of tech with flexible, rollable screens, you know, like science fiction.
Yes, yes.
Haul your little screen out and you roll it up and stick it on the wall. That we are definitely going to see in the next little while. And there are a lot of uses for that. Imagine if you want to go into a room, do have a meeting,
a
and you don't want
absolutely
to have a projector. Mm, you simply unroll your screen, stick it on the wall, transmit your whatever you're doing to that. So that is coming. Foldable screens, flexible screens, rollable screens. LG launched a rollable screen TV at CES in January. Obscene money, not coming to South Africa. I think it'll be 300,000 rand. So a bit crazy. But the fact is we are going to see flexible displays coming all over the show. And the other benefit of a flexible display, it can take up the shape of whatever you put it on. So you can have columns, round columns with complete displays around them. You can have ceilings that are round with virtual displays. You know, there's an endless use for flexible displays that can take up the shape of whatever you put them on. But phones, I'm not convinced that we're all going to be running around flipping our phones open and doing work on our big 7-inch screens.
I have to agree with you. It's and I'd love to hear from our listeners, 34519 or 0618951019. Does the foldable phone, the foldable screen, have an appeal to you? I agree. I agree with Stephen Ambrose. The move, bendable plastic that is still yet to come, where you can roll it and put it on a surface, for example, for a display if you're giving a presentation in business or anywhere else. I think that is great, but I just can't. I just don't see the appeal of
you can't bend your head around a bendable phone.
I really, really can't. Stephen Ambrose, thank you. As always,
not to mention the Samsung will go on sale in America on the 26th of April. So it's no longer just a prototype. It's an
it's there.
Viable thing.
So it's arrived.
Early adopters, you can pick one up shortly.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you think that is something that you will get behind? And of course, you can listen to a full hour of Tech Talk, and that is on Thursday at 11 a.m. Stephen Ambrose.